It is 6:30 a.m.
Bonjour, Kelly et Ben.
Good morning, Steve. The main point. Ministers in charge of security issues in Central Africa meet in Yaoundé today to brainstorm on effective solutions to exterminate criminality within the sub-region. Relief assistance of vital necessity from the head of state will be doled out to flood victims in Mayodanai Far North region under the watchful eye of the Minister of Territorial Administration, Paul Ntanganji. Those were our main points, and now the news in full. The 2024 Forum of Ministers in Charge of Security Issues in Central Africa opens today at the Yaoundé Conference Centre. The meeting is scheduled to begin at 10 a.m. will be presided at by the Minister of State, Secretary General at the Presidency of the Republic. An overall assessment of the security situation in the Central African sub-region, as well as pertinent resolutions to effectively combat the phenomenon of criminality, will be perused during the conclave. The Minister of Territorial Administration, Paul Ntanganji, has arrived at the Far North region, where he will today supervise the distribution of relief assistance to flood victims in Mayodanai, offered by the head of state. The presidential package, which constitutes food and non-food items, is to enable the affected populations bounce back. Our special envoy to the Far North region is Ngu Henry.
The authorities of the Far North region, led by Governor Miji Yawabakari, traditional dignitaries like the Lamido of Marwa, Abdullahi Yerima Bakari, supporters of the CPDM party, plus a cross-section of the population of the region, were at the Marwa Salak International Airport to welcome the Minister of Territorial Administration. Minister Paul Ntanganji is in the Far North to assess the situation of the flood which has affected the region for the past 2 months, supervise the distribution of the relief items offered by the President of the Republic, and make a comprehensive report which can help the head of state take appropriate actions. The Territorial Administration boss will this Friday meet the authorities of the region before leaving for Yagua in the Mayodanai division. Trucks transporting the relief items are expected in the affected localities in the hours ahead. 5 of the 6 divisions of the Far North, Mayodanai, Logon and Shari, Mayotanaga, Mayokani and Diamari, have been affected. Christian Besigi, Ngu Henry, on a special assignment in Marwa.
The Northwest Regional Assembly has resolved to reinforce their Peace and Development Initiative projects to meet up with the 2030 Sustainable Development Goals agenda. The decision was arrived at during the 14th Ordinary Session of the Northwest Regional Assembly. Konde Dofuko Olivier reports from CRTV Northwest in Bamenda.
The Peace and Development Initiative of the North Regional Assembly has played a great role in the revitalization of so many communities across the region. Crippled by the crisis rocking the Northwest region, Mr. Fru Jonathan is the president of the Tenders Board of the Northwest Regional Assembly.
For the year 2024, like in the previous years, the Northwest Regional Assembly has adopted a series of projects. Projects which were the result of in-depth studies carried out concerning the various domains that were touched by the crisis.
The 14th Ordinary Session occasioned the Assembly to present updates on school opening for the 2024-2025 academic year, review of 2021-2024 Northwest Assembly's deliberations, plus projects for 2025. Professor Fu Fobushi Angwafo III is the President of the Northwest Regional Assembly.
We have projects from 2021 that were programmed, how they were executed.
The Regional Assembly will launch the Northwest Development and Investment Fund with a technical committee and experts to ensure its smooth functioning. Kalde Ndafuku Olivier, CRTV News, Bamenda.
as a prelude to the International Day for Older Persons. Come October the 1st, 2024, the Minister of Social Affairs, Pauline Irene Guinea, is expected to launch week-long activities marking the day on the banner, The Part We Play. The event to unfold at 10 a.m. in the locality of Mayomisi, Ja and Lobo Division of the South Region of Cameroon seeks to advocate for the social inclusion of the elderly in today's evolving society. You're listening to the 6:30 a.m. news on the national station of the CRTV. 25 primary schools in Baganté subdivision have benefited from the largesse of Fondation Niat as support for the ongoing school year. The executive secretary of the foundation, Mayor Eric Niat, supervised the distribution of the didactic materials alongside the divisional officer of Baganté. Isaac Gonkum of CRTV West has the report.
2 weeks into the 2024-2025 school year, many primary schools in the country are still awaiting the government annual minimum package to facilitate teaching and learning. It is in this perspective that Mayor Eric Niat of Baganté, who doubles as the executive secretary of Fondation Niat, choose to carry out this goodwill gesture.
It's really important to come to our populations to help our education system. We know all the problems that they encounter by giving those few things support so that they can carry on their mission, which is to educate our children.
Beneficiary schools are full of thanksgiving.
Thanks to the Fondation Niat for this wonderful gift. You are going to make good use of them.
Some 25 selected schools in the subdivision who were in serious need benefited from this year's edition. Isaac Ngonkum, CRTV News, Baganté.
Back in Yaoundé, more than 100 pupils in the Swa subdivision have been gifted school items to boost their learning process. A donation which is in its sixth edition from the third class chief, Zambu Manga Pierre Joseph of Kulu, a locality in the Swa municipality, took place this Thursday. Details with Marie Cledo of CRTV Center.
The gifts comprise school bags, exercise books, pens, pencils, and other school items offered to the 150 pupils who distinguished themselves in the last academic year. According to the donor, third class chief of Kulu, Zambu Manga, Pierre Joseph, the gesture, which is in its sixth edition, aims to reward excellence in Kulu and its environs.
Stimulate our children to go to school because you cannot imagine future without education. It's why we have chosen to help children who don't have possibilities to get school materials to go to school.
The Inspector of Education in Swa Subdivision and the Subdivisional Officer of Swa praised the donor for his continued generosity to the community while underscoring the importance of educating the young ones who are the future of the country. Education, they say, is the key to a bright future and the accomplishment of dreams. The beneficiaries were so happy, they rejoiced that the school items will enable them to attend classes without difficulty. Parents at the end of the ceremony were exhorted to always stand by their children to go to school. Marie Claire Doe, CRTV News, Nkulu.
In sports, preparations have begun ahead of the 24th edition of the Chantal Biya International Cycling Tour. The Director General of the CRTV, Charles Ndongo, and the President of the Cameroon Cycling Federation, Honoré Yossi, have agreed to give the event optimal media coverage with the signing of a two-year partnership agreement. The signing ceremony took place yesterday at the International Broadcasting Center at the national station of the CRTV. Before we go, a reminder of our top stories. Ministers in charge of security issues in Central Africa meet in Yaoundé today to brainstorm on effective solutions to exterminate criminality within the sub-region. Relief assistance of vital necessity from the head of state will be doled out to flood victims in Mayo Danai Far North region under the watchful eye of the Minister of Territorial Administration, Paul Ntanganji. My name is Kelly Eben, thanking you for listening. I will be back at 8:30 a.m. with Agnes Sivian Anjama for the Bilingual News Summary.